And we try to really cover a lot of subjects that are popular, that are a lot of people ask about. And boy, is this ever one here. Mary joins us right now from Minnesota, where, you know, the textured ceilings, a lot of different type of textured ceilings out there, and a lot of people want to go back to a smoother style ceiling. So, Mary, welcome to the show, and tell us what you're looking at there when you're looking at your existing ceiling.
Yes, we took down a wall between our dining room and our living room, and one ceiling is smooth and the other one is textured, but it's not the sprayed popcorn type of texture. It's the one that's it swirls that was put on with a trowel.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay, well, we see those a lot. And, you know, Joe and I were talking earlier about geographic differences in construction all over the country. And boy, nothing is more evident of that than ceiling textures and the way that different type of, you know, areas of the country have. Some have popcorn ceilings, some smooth, some have the skip and trowel. But, Joe, I don't know if you've ever had much experience with that type of ceiling texture.
The swirl texture?
That can be really hard to sand down.
Yeah, Mary, the first thing I think is just clean it really well, sand a little bit if you have to, then just skim coat the whole thing. You know, some people recommend, well, just put quarter-inch sheetrock over it. And you could certainly do that and just cover it up, but that's quite a bit of work. I mean, you have to put up all that sheetrock, and then you have to tape it all and finish all those joints and then, you know, sand. And, you know, that I would talk to a find a plasterer or a drywall contractor in your area, have them come out, take a look at it, and see if you can just skim coat over it. That would probably be the quickest, easiest thing.
Yeah, and that that probably is the case. Before you engage that person to do that, try some 80 grit sandpaper or maybe even 60 grit sandpaper that's pretty aggressive, and get on a chair and a good light up there, or not a chair, but a ladder, and just sand a small area of that and see if it cuts it. What happens usually is that the drywall compound has been applied, then it was painted. And the paint is what really makes it hard to remove, because in popcorn texture, they just spray it on there. Rarely is it painted. So that makes it very easy for it to scrape off. But that's what I would try. Try that 60 grit paper, see if you're able to sand it. If so, that's the solution. But as Joe mentioned, which will probably be what you need to do, is you'll have to do a little sanding and then have the whole area skimmed out in order to get that good, smooth surface.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, our pleasure, Mary.
Good luck, Mary.
Yeah, that's quite a project. You know, anytime you have your hands over your head, I always think about the poor electricians out there hanging fixtures all the time. That's a special set of muscles when you're holding your hands up over your head like that for extended period of time.
But I think of Michelangelo.
I'll tell you what's funny, though, is
in the Sistine Chapel,
have someone, you know, help you hold it up. And they get them, you know, I said, okay, you good? And they go, yeah, I got it. Okay, well, I need to go get a drink of water. And they just walk off. It's kind of funny because they can't let go of the fixture because,
right,
you know. So it's just one of those little jokes that I do from time to time.